41st Beef Expo. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.
My former county extension director in Madison County, Mr. Richard Swain, that he's always in his newspaper article with, or his radio program with, was this little slogan: an investment in youth is an investment in the future. So anything we do to contribute to the growth and development of youth is an investment in our future.
Dr. Jim Neal is a beef cattle extension specialist with the University of Tennessee and is the expo superintendent. He's been a part of the expo since the beginning and says it's a great way to teach not only how to show cattle, but also to teach responsibility.
They also learn individual or develop individual characteristics such as responsibility, initiative, get up and go, perseverance, all things that are needed to have a successful, not only a successful livestock project, but a success in life in school or on a ball team or whatever it might be. To work with animal, you have to be responsible because animals spend it on you every day for food, water, and care management. So they learn and develop other characteristics other than just showing livestock. That's a minor part of it.
The expo starts today with the cattle and ends next week in Cookeville with the sheep expo. Neal says this is a great tradition for families across the state, and he's now seeing four generations of people coming back to the show.
Something we all enjoy. I enjoy seeing youngsters make progress, seeing families work together, seeing youngsters set goals and achieve them. It's family activity, family event. Lots of folks plan their vacations to come to this with their boy or girl. The grandparents are here. Aunts and uncles are here, cousins, everybody in the family turns out to see someone from their family be involved showing cattle, showing sheep, horses, dairy cattle, or whatever it might be.
And the expo is already proving to be a success with more than 600 kids from around 67 counties with more than 1,600 head of livestock entered in the expo. A great example of how bright the future of the industry is in Tennessee. Have a safe day and join us next time. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.